Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. She is sponsored by Nishma Sam Yakashom Leah Pasitzchok. We're holding in Chagiga Daf Tezvov. The Gemara throughout the Daf speaks about Acher, Elisha ben Avuyo, that went out to Tar Busro when he made the mistake when he saw the Malach Matat up there in Shemayim. And Rekiva was his Talmud, and he still learned from him something, he still got from him something. And the Gemara says throughout the Daf that there was a Baskel that came in and says, Shuvu bonim shoivivim chutz me'acher. Everybody could do tshuva, but Acher. And the simple understanding is that Acher was not able to do tshuva. But as the Sfarim HaKdoshim say all over, Acher avadeh could have done tshuva. The Maharsha already points out that he was not supposed to listen to that baskel that came out. He was supposed to do tshuva anyway. And the Rishis Chochmo, and Shara HaKdosh HaPerek Yudzayin, it comes to say that this is the pshat in the Gemara and Psochim. Because the Gemara in Psachim that Peivov says, Kol ma shiur malach ha-balabais aseh, chutz mitzeh. You have to listen to everything the balabais tells you, except leave. And the first you were bothered, what does it mean? If a balabais, if you're a guest by someone's house and it tells you to leave, you don't leave? How do we understand that? Says the Reishis Chochmo, we're not talking about the balabais, the owner of a house. We're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the balabais of the world. When the balabais tells you something, you must listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chutz mitzeh. Except he tells you to leave the world, to leave and not do tshuva, then you don't listen. Because even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to leave and not do tshuva, Pasko says, tshuva bonim shoivim chutz me'acher, one should not listen to it. Kol ma shiyumacha ba'abayis aseh, chutz mitzeh, you don't listen to the tzeh. Acher is not supposed to listen to this Pasko. And the Shema brings, adds to this, and brought down many, many svarim I found, says the same idea. That when it says that Shuvah Bonim Shoivim Chutz Me'acher refers to, that there is always a ruach of Gdusha Kavim Shamayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is encouraging people, is calling out to people to do tshuva. The Oyev Yisrael Me'afto adds on when he speaks about Yimei Rotzo V'Tshuva on Chodesh Elul, he says that there is the fact that someone suddenly, he's in the middle of his life, he's doing things bad, and suddenly he feels bad, and he wants to do tshuva. Where is that coming from? That coming from a baskel, from a call from Shamayim, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is begging people, come back. He's calling them back. But there are some averus chamurus that the Gemara tells us that it's not as easy. The Gemara in Yumet says, someone says, Echto ve'oshuv, I'll do a ched, I'll do tshuva. Ein maspikim biyod lasot tshuva. They don't help but to do tshuva. The Gemara later there says, Kol ha'machti serabim, someone who causes people, other people to do averus, also ein maspikim biyod lasot tshuva. So explain all these svarim. And speaking of the tshuva means we don't help him to do tshuva. There's no basker that calls him back. And to a certain extent, he doesn't have that special siyato. He needs to do it on his own. He needs to encourage himself, wake up on his own to do tshuva. But anybody who does tshuva, always tshuva is miskabel. Always tshuva will be accepted. There's no such thing as tshuva doesn't work. But in a regular chatoim, so then there's a special siyata dishvaya to do tshuva. On Averus Chamuris, there's not that siyat that person has to be sorry on his own. And that's the pshat in the Gemara. There was a baskel that says, Shuvu bonim shoyuvim chutz me'acher. I mean, there's a baskel who's encouraging people, please do tshuva. That baskel does not work for Acher. Acher doesn't have that special siyat in Ishmael. But he still needs to do tshuva. He still was able to tshuva, as Ramir told him, Chazor b'cha, you should do tshuva. Tshuva is accepted. And just to add one more thing to this, the Maharsha brings the name of the Yerushalmi. That when did Acher hear this Paschal? Acher was going on a horse on Yom HaKippurim Shechal B'Shabbos. And he heard a Paschal coming out from Kodesh HaKadoshim. And he said, Shuvu Bonim Chutz Me'acher. So we talk about the Holy of Holies, the holiest moment possible. It's Yom Kippur, it's Shabbos, so it's Shabbos Shabbosim, and it's Kodesh HaKadoshim. And there the Paschal is coming out. This is the message to Acher. The Baskoil, Kivyocha Kodesh Baruch Hu, is busy dealing with Acher when he's in Kodesh Kadoshim, Yom Kippurim Shechal B'Shamas. You would think things that we don't want to be associated with, when it comes the holiest of times, Kodesh Baruch Hu Kivyocha leaves it alone. But now, in Kodesh Kadoshim, in Yom Kippurim Shechal B'Shamas, then the Baskoil says, Shuvu Bonim Shoivim Chutz Me'acher. This is a message to Acher as well. Acher should have taken this, the message that Kodesh Baruch Hu is busy with him, to know that he has an opportunity to take it on his own. He's not being encouraged, but he should go on his own to get close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is thinking about him. There's no such thing as a person cannot come back, cannot do tshuva shleimo. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshav email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshav@gmail.com.